ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's not giving up his job. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Virginia's governor resisting those loud calls to resign. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
And Dave, Democratic Governor Ralph Northam insists he will not resign over that old yearbook photo in which he might be either a person in a Klan robe and hood or a person in blackface.
I'm a leader. I've been in some very difficult situations, life and death situations, taking care of sick children.
Northam speaking to CBS News, insisting he can help the state heal from this. Meanwhile, his Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax denies accusations by two women he sexually assaulted them. A draft bill in the Virginia legislature to impeach Fairfax is now being rescinded pending investigation, Dave.
Haven't yet another Senate Democrat wants to be president.
I don't have a political machine, but what I do have is this. I have grit.
Amy Klobuchar, standing in a snowstorm in Minneapolis, mentioned fighting climate change, prompting President Trump to tweet bad timing to talk about global warming, writing she looked like a snowman. Klobuchar tweeted back, wondered how his hair would fare in a blizzard. Tonight, the president will hold a rally in El Paso, Texas. Beto O'Rourke, a Democrat who might also run for president, also plans to an anti-border wall march in El Paso. This as border security compromise talks have broken down again before Friday's deadline to fund the government.
The government shutdown is technically still on the table. We do not want it to come to that.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney at the Grammys.
This is America.
Childish Gambino became the first rapper to win Best Record and Song.
Casey Musgraves and Childish Gambino both grabbed 4 Grammy Awards on CBS, with Musgraves taking home the night's top prize, Album of the Year for Golden Hour.
I love country music with everything that I am.
And Best New Artist went to the British singer Dua Lipa.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino at the Grammys. This is Fox News.
Attention, everyone. I have a President's Day pro tip. You need to go to Dell.com/businessdeals right now, because Dell's President's Day sale is live as we speak, and it's monumental. Get deals on Dell business computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and business tech, plus doorbusters up to 45% off. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices. Free shipping included. Again, call 877-BUY-DELL.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The acting defense secretary is in Afghanistan. Patrick Shanahan will sit down with U.S. commanders, with some 14,000 American troops still in that country. Shanahan also plans to tell Afghan leaders they'll decide their future amid peace talks with the Taliban. In Iran, they're celebrating a 40th anniversary.
Hundreds of thousands of people attending marches across Iran, marking the date considered Victory Day in the country's 1979 revolution. Some people burning American and Israeli flags. Among the chants, death to America. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani saying this year we celebrate in the face of the conspiracies of criminal America and others. He said Iranians will overcome difficulties posed by American sanctions. Simon Owen, Fox News.
A Republican congressman has died on his 76th birthday. Walter Jones had been in the House since 1995 and suffered health complications after a broken hip. Classrooms in another city will be without teachers today. Denver teachers plan to go on strike while administrators try to keep schools open using substitutes, though Denver has canceled classes for thousands of preschool kids.
The fight was over teacher pay, and when Colorado's new governor and the Department of Labor refused to intervene last week, teachers had said they were going to strike today.
I'm not surprised that I'm here. I'm just saddened that it has come to this point, really.
A key issue in the pay dispute has been over bonuses. The union wanted lower bonuses for two categories, teachers working in high-poverty schools and at schools considered high priority by the district. The union said more money should go to raise overall teacher salary as the cost of living in Denver skyrockets. The district said the incentives were important to help make sure students in certain schools advanced academically. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up 100 points before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning, ESPN 93.5. It is Monday, February 11. Our news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Bonacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The mayors of Champaign and Urbana are again putting in place emergency orders for the unofficial St. Patrick's Day celebration. This is the first weekend in March. The bar entry age will go up from 19 to 21 for the weekend. Liquor license holders will not be allowed to serve alcohol or let people drink inside between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. on March 1st and 2nd. No keg permits will be issued, and they're banned from hosting private functions and selling pitchers and whole bottles. The Champaign Park District is getting a $400,000 grant from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. It'll be used toward Human Kinetics Park improvements. The grant money will pay for outdoor sports fields and courts, a path system, shelter, and playground. Those outdoor recreation improvements are part of the overall Martin Center and Human Kinetics Park project, set to begin construction in spring of 2020. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Bonacelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 mortgage team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize due to their children leaving to start their own family, all the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County lender ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. You got 3 days till Valentine's Day. I'd call today. Blossom Basket Floors, blossombasket.com on Cunningham and Urbana, Windsor and Duncan Village at the Crossing in Champaign, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We're at the freezing point right now, up to 35, down to around the freezing point tonight. So temperature's not fluctuating much, but there's this 90% chance of precipitation. We have a winter weather advisory until 6 tonight, and we're watching the fog issues also. Fog in tomorrow's forecast, otherwise some clouds and windy conditions. High 37, low 17. 38 the high on Wednesday. 46 with a chance for precipitation back in the forecast on Thursday for Valentine's Day. Right now we're at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go into another week. Good to have you listening. You can always text us 359-2255. We're getting to digest a little bit of the Green New Deal. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blames the Republicans for a little bit of a botched rollout and some, well, I didn't really mean that kind of
okay,
stuff.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, anyway, they want to abolish ICE and immigration and say Latinos must be exempt from immigration laws because they're native to us. A little more on this here coming up. No airplanes, all high-speed rail, everything within 10 years. So take that for what it's worth. Again, it's, yeah. And two more Democrats have announced they're going to be president of the United States, Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, Senator. So a couple of senators have jumped in. They're expecting darn near 25 to 30 candidates trying to be the Democratic nominee. Ought to be interesting to watch all that unfold. We have some Georgie Bajamzavili to play for you. What a game Saturday. A little Brad Underwood here. I got to play some clips for you. All that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Welcome back, Michael Law. He is in Boise, Idaho. He's a political analyst, author of the book Founders Revolution. Have you had a chance to digest the Green New Deal, Michael?
Yes, I have.
Well, amazing what we're going to get done in 10 years, eh?
It's only going to cost us double our national debt is about what I'm going to say. It's just a ridiculous amount of money that she wants to have happen. We're talking renovating every single building in the United States to come up to green standards, and that will cost us trillions upon trillions of dollars just to comply with that, not to mention the all the other aspects that she is looking at. So, and the fact that she has 67 co-sponsors on this bill is just unbelievable.
All right, listen, I'm all for, you know, trying to do things cleaner and better, whatever's great, but this far left aspect of the Democratic Party, I think, is a story. The country is not going to go this far left, but yet all these candidates have to, or they'll have problems in the primary, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And, I mean, they're coming from that kind of a base. I mean, we're looking at what she is proposing, but look at who voted her into office. And so she has to go along with what her base, what the people who voted in, to her wants. I mean, she was clear about where she stood on environmental issues as well as any other issues that she brings up, and that is exactly why the voters in her district voted for her, because they believe the same way. As uneducated as it seems as she is. If we look at what the responsibilities are of the federal government and what is found in the Constitution, there is nothing that she has proposed that even remotely follows the Constitution and the powers granted the federal government. And just looking at her wanting to abolish ICE, that is clearly one of the specific items that is listed under Section 8 of Article 1 of the Constitution, that they are supposed to come up with a uniform code of naturalization, which includes immigration, and she is just wanting to get rid of that. Basically, look at it this way. She wants to get rid of that part of the Constitution. What other parts of the Constitution does she want to get rid of, does she want to abolish?
Well, and, I think
pretty much everything in there.
I think the left just simply wants to redo it. I mean, obviously, they want to transform the country into socialism. Okay, one last thing, Michael. The immigration talks have apparently broken down. The guy from Gallup, I don't know if you've seen this morning, the guy from Gallup does all these Gallup polls, says 42 million will come to America if they're open borders. 42 million.
Wow.
5 million in the next year. I don't get it except to say that they presume, the Democrats, I guess, presume that that's 42 million new voters, and that's the impetus behind this power and to never lose another election. But otherwise, I don't think there's going to be a deal. Is there going to be an emergency declaration of an emergency? I don't think some of the Republicans are on board with that. Or do you shut the government down again this week?
Yeah, I expect the government to be shut down. And I do not expect necessarily the declaration of emergency. I don't like the idea of a declaration of emergency because those are powers that Congress granted, which they should not have granted. And really, those powers are unconstitutional. But if he's going to get it done, that may be the only way that he's going to be able to. So I expect the government shutdown. And at the same time, it's probably 50-50 on the declaration.
Yeah.
Of emergency, so it's anybody's guess right now, but don't be surprised if it happens. And at the same time, if it doesn't happen, I wouldn't be surprised either.
Well, he'll be in El Paso for a rally tonight. We'll see how it goes. All right, Michael, nice having you again. How do people find your book, Founders Revolution?
They can go to michaellawauthor.com, or they can find them on in bookstores everywhere or on Amazon.
Thank you very much, Michael, from Boise, Idaho this morning, where it is 6:14, 7:14 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5. So we'll see what happens. I thought the government shutdown kind of hurt the president. His poll numbers certainly dipped. They went back up after the State of the Union. He's at a 50%, according to Rasmussen. Okay, we'll see. Again, if you're not going to work with the president on this, and you can say, well, I blame the Republicans. They did have control, but they never had 60 votes. They needed 60 votes in the Senate, and the Republicans could never get one Democrat to go along with any kind of border security. And unless you go, you know, where you only need 50, 51, you could do that. And then I guess they could have got stuff done, but they never did. So, again, having to depend on a Nancy Pelosi-led House is not likely, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen now. All right, exciting weekend where the Fighting Illini have now won four of their last five basketball games, and it was an exciting win against Rutgers at State Farm on Saturday.
Oh, I had a blast at that game. I was real close to the court, and Georgie Bashanisvili, with his 35 points, breaks Deion Thomas's record from 1990. And so we'll hear from Deion later today after 9 with Jeremy Werner's show, his regular guest appearance on Monday. Should be interesting to get his take.
Yeah. He was there, shook his hand at the end. Georgie, if you want to know what irony is, here's irony. Georgie played basketball before he came here in New Jersey, and the Rutgers coach has liked him. Georgie told us this.
Actually, Rutgers coaches talked to our coaches. They close, and they said they didn't have a scholarship to offer me. That was pretty funny.
So there you go. You scored 35. You break the all-time record for freshmen with 35 points, breaking Deion's 34, 29-year-old record. And Rutgers called Brad Underwood because they didn't have a scholarship to offer this kid.
Oh, my goodness.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Georgie is really good.
And
he's been better than anybody, I think, expected.
Uh-huh.
And Coach Underwood, I'm going to play these clips later. But he said it pays off to take dance. He said his feet are amazing, his pivots, the way he works inside, and he can go right or lefty. And, I think he'll make money playing basketball. Will he make money in the NBA? I don't know. Maybe. He's only 20. He's a freshman. Anyway, he had a great game, 35 points in the line. I hold on an exciting win. I thought Rutgers played fantastic basketball and made all their shots. I thought we played well.
It was great.
Anyway, a lot of fun. We go to Ohio State Thursday night to try and get a win on the road, first time this year in the Big Ten.
Ohio State Thursday. Okay, taking note.
Yeah.
Ohio State beat Indiana yesterday, and number 20 Iowa beat Northwestern, coming from behind to end up winning 82-79 in that game. Our Illini ladies beat Wisconsin 78-68 yesterday. Alex Winninger led the team with 24, Brandy Beasley with 16, so they combined for 40 points overall. Now we are 2-11 in the Big Ten and 10-14 overall. NBA action has the Pacers hosting Milwaukee, Bulls hosting Milwaukee, Pacers hosting Charlotte. They've made a change on the Pacers squad with guard Wesley Matthews joining the team. He was waived by the New York Knicks to take Victor Oladipo's place since he's going to miss the season because of a right knee injury. NHL action, Blackhawks over Detroit. St. Louis Blues beat Nashville in overtime. It looks like Pebble Beach will continue today.
Yeah, just 45 minutes maybe. They got to play 17 and 18. Phil Mickelson, a three-shot lead.
Uh-huh.
Got too dark. Phil wanted to play in the dark. He wanted it because he was playing great. And Paul Casey, who sits in second, and a lot on the line here with a lot of money because you don't want to slip past second. So they couldn't see. And so Phil kind of walked off and understood, but wanted to keep playing. Anyway, they'll go out there. It'll be interesting to see whether it shows up for a half hour.
Right.
But
no Bagger Vance kind of
They had enough light on the 18 green because they had this massive board that showed the score, and they thought they could actually see a little. Anyway, it was into Pebble Beach. The weather's been awful there. near Carmel by the Sea in that gorgeous area of Northern California. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
A winter weather advisory until 6 tonight. A 90% chance of precipitation. Otherwise, some clouds. Temperatures not fluctuating much between 35 and 30. Today, up to 37 tomorrow, down to around 17. 20% chance of precipitation, windy, and some fog in the morning. Up to 38 on Wednesday, 46 by Thursday. Right now, we're at 31 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Tapman's Towing was busy yesterday. Lots of cars slid off. Details next.
From the Fox Business Network, global stocks are higher as investors anticipate trade talks between the U.S. and China. Restaurant Brands, the parent company of Burger King, is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. Sales at existing Burger Kings rose 1.7%, which is better than forecast. Its Tim Hortons saw even stronger growth, but its Popeyes, Louisiana chicken chain business, was weaker than expected. Plane booking app JetSmarter, called the Uber of the skies, is for sale. The New York Post says it could be sold for a fraction of its former value. JetSmarter was worth $1.6 billion 2 years ago. Now it's said to be looking for a buyer who could pay as little as $20 million. McDonald's is launching something new, McCafe Donut Sticks. The sticks will be available for a limited time starting next week at participating restaurants. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining, enjoy Addie's Bar and Grill. It's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
Hi. Hi, this is Sarah,
Shannon,
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
Here we go. So my mom comes home from church yesterday and caught the 1 hour blizzard that we had. Pretty much that was it.
Kind of a whiteout.
It really was bad. So on that Philo slab, as we call it, as you turn left as you're driving to the south, you turn left to go to Philo, center of the universe, and right by Mr. Gennaro's, which is essentially First Street, she went into the ditch. And so I get a call from Brandon Reefstack, Champaign County Sheriff's Deputy, and said, your mom's car's in the ditch, but she's not there.
Right.
And I should have known that my mom got out of the car and found a ride home.
Okay.
You got to be kidding me. Ron Estes of Philo gave her a lift home.
Okay.
Nice, good man there, but... again, head shaker. I said, well, you did what? I mean, it was right by the road. It was snowy and rainy and icy.
Right.
Got her own ride home.
Okay.
Okay. So then, I went and assessed and I said, I may be able to pull this thing out, but I could damage something.
Right.
Because the ditch is kind of deep right there. So we have triple...
Not that we're second-guessing your skills or anything, Stevie, because we know you have skills when it comes to cars and technological stuff.
Fortunately, I was trained at Tapman's Towing as I was a hard-working man with Jim Hampton.
For how many hours?
Oh, it was a long night of 24. I think I worked for you, Jim. Something like that. So,
long 4 hours.
Excuse me?
Long 24 hours.
Jim Hampton, Tapman's Towing, the owner, he actually made the call himself. He's looking for good help if you want to work. And I offered that to Jim, you know, because I kind of helped him when I was a hard-working man there. And I noticed that you didn't really want me to help you.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, this go faster to people. He said, sometimes it takes longer. I got the hint and stood down. Exactly. So anyway, the amazing thing is you have no idea how many you've done pulling people out of ditches and stuff, Jim. Do you have any? It's thousands, right?
A little less than that, but we did quite a few.
No, I mean, but you personally have done these thousands of times. I mean, you've
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been doing this
for 28 years.
Man, anyway, the way you were winching the thing and the care you took and all that's involved. And then I got to thinking as I was watching this, you got to watch out for traffic, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Keep
your head on a swivel, what I say. Just keep looking back and forth so you don't get ran over in the process.
Uh-huh.
So you finished that work. You towed me to Philo. Car's fine, by the way. And then you went on and did 15 more. What? You get your feet on the table. You're smoking a cigar. Why are you working so hard?
I don't want to burn my guys out. I mean, they're working just as hard as I am. And, you know, there's a lot of things to do. So we got a lot of people to take care of, a lot of customers to take care of.
And I did offer you my application for $400 per hour, which is my wage, and then you said you'd have to charge $1,200 for the tow. And maybe we just say, hey, if you want Stevie J to come get you, $1,200, and maybe we see if we get any takers.
There you go. Let's try that.
Yeah, let's try that. And then I'll get on the cell phone and go something like this. Jim, what's that thingamafugi I'm supposed to do again?
Right.
What do I do?
Then I have to come over and give the people a discount.
Anyway, I appreciate
that celebrity winch out.
I appreciate your talent and your the things you do when people are in need. Jim Tapman's been doing a long time. And there's one towing place to call, and that's you. You did a great job. Folks, if you want to work for Jim, he's awesome. They're taking applications, and it's a good job. You're going to be out there, but you'll be helping people. And most of the time, Jim, the people are really kind and thankful, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, they're gracious. They're always looking out for us as well, too. So
all right.
Appreciate that.
So what's a better job being a tow truck guy for Tapman's, maybe delivering flowers or something?
Mm-hmm.
People are happy to see you. Hey, you the man, my friend. If you need help, I'll jump in that cab, baby.
I appreciate that. I know you got my back. Yeah. I got your gloves on the console of the truck, too.
I had the wrong car. I had my gloves, man. I wanted to do something. Jim, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
You bet.
That's a good guy, Jim Hampton.
And there were a lot of slide-offs yesterday.
Ooh, he said. I mean, he had 15 calls after mine, and mine was like 4 in the afternoon, so he was well into the night. And then they got to find you. AAA could not come up with my address. I mean, they just don't know. So the first time they tried, was it 1200 North, 900 East, whatever the numbers were.
Right.
They had it down to Mattoon. So the guy in Mattoon calls and said, now, where are you? I go, we're 41 miles from you, sir.
Right.
So we're not exactly near you. So I'm glad they called Jim over at Tapman's Towing.
Yes, hometown.
And very skilled. I mean, it was really fun to just watch him.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just drag that thing out. It's like, and just kind of careful on, and there's no damage to the vehicle. So all good. God is good. My mom's fine. But you got to ride home? What?
I mean, did she stick out her thumb?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just thought they found her at house.
It's in a ride.
No. It's just like, I'm telling you, that's that wonderful, fierce independence of the greatest generation.
Uh-huh.
All right, it is 728 ESPN 93.5. A story coming up that will make you think, and frankly, it made me think all weekend. It made me think all weekend because all of us have touched our phone in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a woman who lost her brother because of that. distracted driving in a moment.
A special time deserves a worthy vintage. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar. Patrons love the stuffed chicken entree, meatloaf number 9, grilled Atlantic salmon or chicken nachos and stuffed shrooms. How about a treat this time of year? Wine and dessert. Compliment dinner with a bottle of Gerard Bertrand's Côte de Roses, now just $26, and an amazing decorative bottle and delicious tiramisu for dessert. Can it get any sweeter than this? Going on now through February 17th, the Valentine's special. Take affection to the next level at Houlihan's at the I Hotel, just south of the State Farm Center.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to American Eagle Auto Glass.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump holds a rally in El Paso, Texas tonight to talk about border security.
The president mentioned El Paso in his State of the Union address last week in arguing for the wall he wants to build along the U.S.-Mexico border. Tonight's rally will be 4 days before a February 15th deadline for a congressional committee to come up with a border security plan to avoid another partial government shutdown.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has joined the Democratic Party presidential primary race. She made the announcement at a rally in snowy, freezing weather in Minneapolis.
It is time to organize, time to galvanize, time to take back our democracy. It's time, America.
She's the fifth senator among the Democrats who've announced they're at least considering a presidential campaign. She's been in the Senate since 2007. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Bonacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police say on Friday they arrested a kidnapping suspect. Police said the preliminary information reveals that on February 7th at about 1:38 in the morning at the Circle K gas station on North Prospect Avenue, Robert Jackson allegedly requested a ride from the victim, who accepted. After an undetermined time, Jackson reportedly held a razor blade to the victim's throat and forced her into the trunk. A few hours later, the vehicle was involved in a hit-and-run accident in Tilton. Later in the morning, a local citizen from Danville located the vehicle and heard a female voice coming from the trunk. The victim was taken to a hospital. In response to the recent fights at Urbana High School, starting today, the Urbana Police Department and the school district plan to have a plainclothes officer for the high school campus, and it'll be that way for the rest of the school year. Officials think the continuous presence of a police officer on the high school campus will deter fights. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Vanicelli.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Well, we're expecting some precipitation today, kind of foggy conditions, a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 tonight. Temperatures not fluctuating much, up to 35, down to around 30. 37 the high tomorrow, morning fog, afternoon clouds, windy conditions, 20% chance of precip, high 37, low 17. Cloudy on Wednesday, high 38, low 32. 46 the high on the Thursday. Day with a 40% chance of afternoon and evening showers. Right now the temperature is at 30. ESPN 93.5.
And our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com. Well, we all have been distracted drivers. It happens. We have a lot of things we're doing in the car while we're trying to drive. Americans are using cell phones in riskier ways while driving, playing a role in getting laws changed following the death of her brother, who was killed by a distracted driver, is Krista Tankersley. Krista, nice having you on.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Tell me what happened to your brother.
We're from Texas, and he was training for an Ironman competition a couple of weeks away and was cycling on a Sunday afternoon with three other guys. And a driver coming the opposite direction was distracted by his cell phone going 70 miles an hour and crossed over the center lane of traffic and hit my brother head on and killed him instantly.
I'm so sorry. When did that happen?
In 2012.
Okay. So we all have touched our phones. We all have issues with being distracted at times. What is your effort all about, Krista? What are you trying to do?
Well, we started in Texas since that was our home state and just immediately started going to lawmakers begging for a change and some help from Texas as a state as well as lawmakers and law enforcement. So it took several years, but in 2017, Texas finally passed a ban on texting and driving, and now we're going back to try and get a hands-free law. I know in Illinois you have a handheld ban, I believe.
Yep.
And so that's what we're headed towards. I mean, we have seen states like Georgia, for instance, recently going to a handheld ban, and they have seen a small decrease in fatalities in that state. So we do think it makes a difference, but it's education for the drivers more than anything else. I mean, we're all very distracted by not only our phones and everything that they do, but the technology in our cars. If we all have newer cars, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it can be as much as smoking or eating in the car or yelling at your kids in the back. So we just encourage drivers to really focus on the art of driving.
Yeah.
There are so many distractions, and if everyone would just take this step, it could truly make a difference.
I mean, it's hard to deal with the sadness that you carry, Krista. I know that when you drive, I mean, you're just a normal person as well, so you're tempted to do distracting things, but you probably can't even think about that anymore after this.
I can't, and I'm super sensitive when I see others texting and driving or so engrossed in their phones while they are driving. And, you know, there are times I honk just because I want them to pay attention to the road. And they don't even hear me honking. I mean, they're that distracted. Statistics show that almost 40,000 people died in motor vehicle crashes in 2017.
Yeah.
And fatal crash risk is 66% higher when manipulating a phone.
Yep.
That's significant.
And, by the way, police can get phone records, so if you say you weren't doing it, they can check, you know, they can find out. So it's not like you can hide it.
They can.
They go to the minute, and they know when the crash happened. They'll see the minute you made a call or text or something. So that's all. They'll ask for your phone, and then if you did, you did, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, God bless you. Godspeed. It's a brutal thing you went through, and I'm so sorry. It's one of those things where I think I knew you were going to be on this morning. I thought about it all weekend, which is a good thing. I mean, we're just trying to make awareness because I'm as guilty as anybody else. Just I thought about it. I said maybe we should start a website saying put it where you can't reach it.com and sign something to say put the phone in the back seat. You can't even get to it because man, it either pull off. Or just, it's going to be 10 minutes, let it wait, you're okay, you know, unless it's an emergency, you're going to be okay, but it's just so intoxicating to check your social media at the stoplight.
It is. It's so tempting, but, you know, I would say just put it down. Enjoy the time that you're in the car. Enjoy the surroundings around you. We're all so busy, and we're in a society now that expects immediate response time, but when you've lost someone, you know that's the most important thing.
Website or anything, Krista? People can find more about what you're doing?
I don't have a website. I do. Obviously, I've testified a lot in the state of Texas, and I'm an advocate for the National Safety Council. I've done some speaking for AT&T, the It Can Wait campaign, but so you could Google me and find probably a lot of those things.
I bet you can, Krista. Thanks for the fight. I appreciate your courage. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Be safe.
You too. Krista Tankersley, T as in Tom, A-N-K-E-R-S-L-E-Y.
So I know there are people that receive a text and they have a thing on their phone where it texts back, I'm driving right now, yeah. I'll get right back to you.
You can do that. You can do that.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah. No, it's it is indeed. It is just, man, it's tough. But you just got to either say I'm going to really try and do better or not do it at all. You'll be better. And God forbid something happen with the phone in your hand, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really bad. So just try and resist, and hopefully this is a reminder for all of us. ESPN 93.5, 743.
The Flying Illini Selfie Contest at Game Day Spirit.
For 50 million songs, download the Amazon Music app today.
Well, Ben Quattrone turned another year yesterday, and I texted him, and Ben Quattrone to Honda BMW. He was shoveling snow at the, on a Sunday. They're closed on Sundays. But they were clean. I said, well, that's what big-time managers and owners do. They do that kind of stuff because everybody else has to.
Mm-hmm.
Honda BMW, you find out what an award-winning dealership looks like and the care. I mean, it's presumed the cars are good, and they are. Honda and BMW are great brands, and they're just terrific and dependable and wonderful, all those great things, but they'll take care of you. Our service department, you go in to get a routine oil change. They're just hands-on good people in our community. And if you're in the market for pre-owned or a Honda or a BMW, may I suggest Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. They're off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy, an award-winning dealership. Here we go. Sports headlines now at 7:46.
Go Illini. What a weekend. Just yesterday, the Illini women's team beat Wisconsin 78-68. Alex Winninger led the team with 24 points, so we are 2-11 in Big Ten play and 10-14 overall. Yesterday in Big Ten basketball for the men's side, number 20 Iowa over Northwestern 80-79, and Ohio State over Indiana 55-52. Ohio State is who will play on Thursday. That's Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And, of course, we beat Rutgers in overtime 99-94. Brad Underwood said they had a mission, and it was clear.
We got on the big boys' back and rode those shoulders for 29 second-half points, and that efficiency was needed, being 14 of 18 from the field. And congratulations to him, breaking almost a 30-year-old record. That's pretty special.
Yeah, it is. Wow. I mean, how many shots did he miss in the second half? He had 6 points at halftime. He scored 29 in the second half. And I don't know if he missed one. I mean, it was stunning.
Broke that freshman single game freshman point record from Deion Thomas back in 1990. Georgie Bashanisvili
was
on fire.
It might go for decades again. It just, you don't generally have a freshman that can do that. I mean, Deion can always claim, well, I was 18. Georgie's 20. Yeah. Anyway, and Deion was obviously great about it. I'm sure he still holds several records, but Deion Thomas will be in after 9 this morning. He's always on Mondays with Jeremy Warner, so we'll get his take.
Uh-huh. We've got a lot of texts coming in to 359-2255 for folks interested in our Flying Illini bobblehead collection, not to mention the Lou Henson bobblehead, the Nike Flying Illini quarter zip, and passes to the Flying Illini reunion on February 23rd. So go into the Neil and Kirby Game Day Spirit location, find the Tan Carp bobbleheads, take your selfie, and send it to 359-2255 to be entered to win here on ESPN 93.5. Good stuff. Bulls host Milwaukee tonight. Pacers hosting Charlotte. They've got Wesley Matthews on the team now after Victor Oladipo has a career-ending knee injury, but season-ending. Mm-hmm. So they've got some support now from guard Wesley there. NHL action, Blackhawks over Detroit. I believe that's 7 in a row for the Blackhawks. St. Louis Blues over Nashville 5-4 in overtime. Phil Mickelson also trending because he's on top of the leaderboard in the final rounds at Pebble Beach that they'll play today. Did I hear there was also hail involved at one point in that tournament?
Pellets of ice on the greens. One of the caddies was doing a snow angel.
Okay.
And another golfer was making a snowball. This is in Northern California near Carmel by the Sea. Formerly the mayor, Clint Eastwood of Carmel by the Sea. And I've been this gorgeous, gorgeous town. And this Pebble Beach Drive, 17 miles of stunning. It's gorgeous. So it was fun to watch that tournament. The weather was just awful. By the way, Scott Langley, former University of Illinois golfer, was in the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
He got into minus 14 before dropping to minus 12. And I think he got like sixth place. I'd like to see the check. After that one hit, that really helped Scott Langley, who played wonderfully in the Pebble Beach over the weekend. Okay, if you have a family business and you intend to have your family take over, I want you to call Busey Wealth Management and say, hey, I want to kind of do some planning here. I understand you guys are really good at this. They are. And they have all kinds of tips like planning early, 5 to 15 years before. So if you're like 50, you ought to get on this. You need to communicate clearly. You need to know the value of what you're doing. You need to get help from the experts like Busey Wealth Management, who will sit with you and really determine how this all is going to work. Then you have buy-ins. You have people who understand the future. 88% of current family business owners think their families are taking over. But few businesses actually survive because they just assume things. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Say, I want to speak with Busey Wealth Management, and just go from there. They'll be happy to sit with you, no cost or obligation. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Speaking of small business, it is a challenge when it comes to all the payroll and everything that comes along with it, and Kelly's Accounting Service can help.
I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Network tax tip. A new break for small business after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
There is a change in the tax law this year to help small businesses.
They invented something called the QBI, and it stands for Qualified Business Income.
CPA Steven Zellin says if you qualify, you'll save on your taxes.
The QBI deduction under Section 199A is a deduction that you can get if you have a business, and it's a 20% deduction.
Zellin says the rules are complicated, but it is a definite break for those who qualify. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All right, weather brought to you by CMI. You got enough snow and ice melt?
That's right.
Betsy and Brad Parks has that covered for you. They're your leading janitorial supply company, CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Female owned on Bloomington Road in Champaign. Call them at 359-6262. They'll be happy to deliver that snow and ice melt for you because that's the high service they put on their stuff. 359-6262, CMIcLean.com.
Temperatures from the mid-30s down to around 30. We have some a 90% chance of precipitation today, so that could be freezing rain, or maybe even some snow showers. We're currently at 30. 37 high tomorrow. Morning fog, afternoon clouds, windy, down to around 17 on Tuesday night. Clouds and a high 38 expected on Wednesday. Friday's high at 46. 40% chance of precip late in the day. Again, we're at 30 on ESPN 93.5.
You know, Facebook and Twitter can still stalk you online even if you delete your account.
Oh.
What's that about? I mean, some of this stuff you don't even want to know. You just don't even want to know. And the whole privacy thing, it's gone. Folks.
I know.
You know that people can
actually... If you search something, you'll have ads for a week
If you have a phone, there people can hear this.
I know.
On your normal conversation, well, that's not true. Yeah, actually, it is. Now, I don't know if our human's listening, but computers can pick it up.
Uh-huh.
So anything you say near your phone is possibly being heard. So how do you feel about that?
Ugh.
You sure you need any curtains?
Because it doesn't matter. Brother's watching.
Everybody knows you. I mean, just Google your house and see what Google Maps shows up. There's no such thing.
It's creepy.
It is a little bit, but it's here. And unless you go to Montana and build a log cabin and go off the grid, about 4 years later, you'll be off the grid.
That's right.
Now, for adults of all,
Jimmy Carter. Wow. Over 40 years of appliance experience. That is, again, all they do at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. They offer discount pricing. They have a fabulous 10-year protection plan. And that's kind of your difference. A lot of times you can find comparable prices on your Whirlpool or GE or whatever brand, but they don't offer a free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World does, and it's a place you want to visit if you're in the market. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Check out their Champaign location south of I-74 on Neal or online at appliance-world.com. Fun to walk around that store and see all the latest. You will not believe the bells and whistles.
That's right.
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World, appliance-world.com.
With only 3 days left until Valentine's, it seems like everyone is selling bouquets. Drugstores, supermarkets, you name it. You're special, someone deserves the best, and that's why every Valentine's, you should order from the Rose Authority. 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can get 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 assorted roses plus a vase for $10 more. That's an amazing offer from 1-800-Flowers. 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 assorted roses plus a vase for $10 more. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. Pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 assorted roses plus a vase for $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WINGO. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WINGO. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WINGO. But hurry, the offer expires today.
All right, 359-2255. Always love hearing from you. We have some texts we want to get to. We'll do it in the next hour. But somebody says, having a device, you have to put your phone in a docking station, mm-hmm. and your car won't start unless it's in there.
Right.
Interesting.
It is an interesting concept.
Then we have another one about Urbana High School, and yeah. police president will do that coming up.
Okay.
And then the third one was...
Alan Sachs.
Oh, well, Professor Alan Sachs will be back this coming Monday.